Good morning. It is 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Randy Huey, representing Sitka High, and Scott Harris, representing Sitka Conservation Society, talking about woodworking with local alder. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
So, working with local wood, it's this doesn't sound very controversial.
No, this is really an experiment in utilizing young growth. And young growth is the trees that grow back after a clear cut, and there's a fair bit of that on the Tongass National Forest. And young growth is a potential to, learn how to sustainably live with our natural environment and hopefully responsibly utilize some of those things like trees. And this is an experiment to see how it might work.
And did Sitka Conservation Society reach out to the high school and say, hey, we've got wood. Do you know how to use it?
No, there's a little bit longer story than that. A few years ago, the Tongass National Forest came out with what they call the transition vision. And the transition vision is to move away from a dependence on old growth logging to try to look at more multiple use and variable uses of the forest. For example, young growth, restoration, recreation, supporting salmon fisheries, things like that. So as part of that, there is a grant opportunity from the National Forest Foundation, and it's to build the capacity of local communities to look at young growth. And that's kind of a fancy term for saying, let's just see if it works. So we successfully got a grant, and we said, well, let's see if we can find a really high-end use for young growth that could potentially help us, you know, develop that responsible relationship with our environment. So we literally bought wood and developed a relationship with Sitka High in the wood shop there and purchased the wood for their fall project.
And Randy, how do you procure wood for your woodworking classes?
Well, for many years, I bought it locally when Greg Jones had a mill here, and I bought local spruce to teach the beginning woodworking things. And that was great. And then he's no longer doing that. And I've been importing poplar from, well, I don't know where it comes from, the Midwest maybe. And I don't like to do that. I'd much rather use local woods. And so when the opportunity came to try some Pacific Red Alder, locally milled, actually out of False Island, it seemed like a great idea. So that's how it started for me. I teach beginning woodworking, among other things. We build this little nightstand, and it's in that project. I teach the fundamentals of woodworking, tool use, safety, etc. And it doesn't matter very much to me what the wood itself is, as long as it's relatively easy for kids to use. So I'm, and I'd love to buy it locally if I possibly could.
Scott, how is the wood harvested?
Well, the alder was harvested by Todd Miller out at False Island, and I'm not exactly sure what if it was, I assume it was part of a regular Forest Service sale.
Mm-hmm. How much wood, like, do you have enough for how many projects?
Well, we got, I think, 1,800 board foot. A board foot is 144 cubic inches, if you want to get technical about that. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of nightstands. I don't know how to quantify that. 100, let's say. And we just use it with one class, which is 15 projects. And so that the experiment was to see if it was a suitable wood for that. And, you know, if there were challenges, difficulties, et cetera. And we've done that, and we're going to show those on Wednesday from 4 to 5 at our open house. And all of the economics of this are not a part of the Conservation Society just gave us the wood. We're just experimenting with wood. Mm-hmm. You know, the monetary aspects of this whole experiment are probably the bigger questions, but I don't know anything about that. It's lovely wood, and it's been a successful project. It has some challenges that poplar does not have, in that it has more defect, more knots, more tendency to cup, split, warp, check. All of those sorts of defects, some of those defects, may have to do with milling and drying processes and not just purely within the wood. I'm new enough to this to not really know. And I know that Todd and his crew of people were trying this and learning as they went as well. So I'm not sure we have a definitive result of the project other than it's beautiful wood, and I'd like to see it used more.
Well, folks can see for themselves. So Sitka High School Workshop Open House, woodworking with local alder, that's Wednesday from 4 to 5. And there'll be signs for folks who haven't been to the high school, sort of meander to your room. How are the students responding to working with this? Did you tell them ahead of time, like, not sure how this wood's going to work out? Or did you just not give them any background and have them do their nightstands?
Well, I told them. But as beginning woodworking students, the comparison of this wood to any other is completely lost on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't much reaction. Hey, we're going to use locally milled alder. You know, well, that means something to me or to an experienced woodworker, but not to a 15-year-old taking their first woodworking course. So they just dove in and built nightstands, you know. And so the comparison part, we had two classes using poplar and one class using the locally milled alder. So it's really me conducting the experiment of how this wood is as a teaching material. And the kids just got nice nightstands.
That sounds like such an amazing project. When I was in woodworking class, you could choose a spice rack or a bookcase. And when I say bookcase, I mean like a shelf that could do those very light paperbacks.
Yes.
How long does it take for a student from start to completion?
Well, it's any course at Sitka High School, a one-semester course, is about 65 hours of total time, you know, so a week and a half of work time. And in that, there's a lot of other things to cover. I mean, many students don't measure accurately to a 16th of an inch. And most students don't know how to use the tools safely. So there's a lot going on that's packed in there. I've done this for quite a while. And so I think we get quite a bit out of the kids. And with regard to paperback weight bookshelves, it's sort of, I think, teachers classically underestimate what kids can do.
That's very good to hear. So are there any wish list projects that Sitka Conservation Society, if you can acquire more locally milled wood, that projects that can be done around town?
Well, next spring we're going to do another project with Randy's class, and that's they are building a bike shelter for the Science Center, and that's going to be not from alder, that's going to be from spruce and hemlock from Prince of Wales Island. And that's the next project.
And did that wood fall under the same grant, or is that something else?
That's right, the same grant, yeah.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Are your students up for the challenge?
Well, once again, they're taking a beginning carpentry course. They don't even really know what the challenge of that will be. But they will like it. I think we have a really lovely building designed, and we're going to incorporate some sort of fancier sort of faux timber frame aspects to the way the building looks and sort of display the regional materials a bit in it. And we'll incorporate the metalworking students in making some custom steel brackets, which will sort of hold this timber frame thing together. And I think the whole project should be a lot of fun. And I'm really interested personally in what this wood is like. Much like the alder, that comparison thing will be really going on in my head rather than in the class's head.
Mm-hmm. And these are big, ambitious projects for your beginning classes. Do you have advanced woodworking classes?
Yes.
And what are they working on?
Whatever they choose within reason. A lot of...
I'm interested in an unreasonable project.
Okay.
What has been pitched?
We have built roll-top desks.
Wow.
But that is unreasonable. A lot of coffee tables and cabinets and bed frames and a lot of just furniture for that, as I tell them, that apartment exists out in the future that they will soon inhabit of their own, for which there's not a stick of furniture. They should start building something for that space, you know, now, so they have something. And so kind of conventional furniture.
That's a really good practical start. Much more, though, so than my spice rack or lightweight bookshelf.
Yes.
Scott, anything coming up with Sitka Conservation Society that we should know event-wise?
Besides Wednesday, and we hope that it, you know, a lot of people can come to the open house at the high school, we also have a meeting on January 16th, and that's for the Kruzoff Island landscape. The Forest Service is going to be doing quite a bit of work over there in the next several years, and the SICA Collaborative Stewardship Group and ourselves and the Forest Service are convening a meeting to gather public input on what people would like to see happen over there. So that's on the 16th.
Terrific. Well, we are just out of time. I'd like to thank my guests, Randy Huey and Scott Harris. And please stop by the Sitka High School workshop, open house, woodworking with local Alder. That's this Wednesday at 4 to 5 p.m. Refreshments served?
There are, I understand.
Yeah, there will be.
All right, this will be a real party. Thank you so much for joining me.